The Democrats say they also want to expand Medicaid, but because Governor McDonnell opposed both this expansion and a state exchange, many residents will be left without services that the ACA authorized. Delegate Patrick Hope says Medicaid expansion will cost Virginia only $1 billion over 10 years versus more than $20 billion for the federal government over that same period.
Virginia's portion could be fully offset by a combination of reduction of the amount of disproportionate share payments we already pay hospitals, by shifting state program costs to the federal government, and through the creations of tens of thousands of good-paying jobs.
But the governor believes this could end up as yet another unfunded mandate, and he doesn't trust that the federal government will deliver on all that it promises.
I just didn't think I could justify it for the taxpayers of Virginia to buy something that was vague, that was bureaucratic, that was inflexible, and it would cost us a lot of money.
Democrats argue that the exchange was once supported by some Republicans and is modeled after the system adopted by Mitt Romney when he was governor of Massachusetts. There, it was seen as an opportunity to help small businesses and individuals buy insurance and expand the free market. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.